Shalom Aleichem, Rabotai. We're continuing in the Mishnah Yomi in Demai, in the seventh parak, the sixth Mishnah. This is the second to last day of Demai. And tomorrow we're going to be finishing Demai and beginning Kilayim. So Mishnah Vav states, Hai lefanav shtei kolkolot shel tevel. He has two baskets filled with tevel of untithed produce. V'amar ma'aisrot zo bezo. He says, the ma'aser from A is in B. Harishona me'oseret. The first basket is fixed up. It is now Metukan, it's available to eat. And this is a nice move because then he can go and designate the tithes from basket B and then physically remove the tithes he needs from basket B, and those will be the tithes for A and B together. So basket A just goes free, gesundheit. Mishnah continues, shel zo bezo, shel zo bezo. If he says tithes from A are in B and B are in A, harishona me'oseret. It only works for the first basket. The problem here, the Mepharshim say, is he's taken the tithes from A into B, but now B is a mixture of tevel and tithes, and A is pater. A is pater from tithes at all. It's already mitukan, it's fixed up. And we've learned a concept earlier when we were discussing comparing demai and regular tevel deraisa, and comparing things like the atzitz nakuv, the holy flower pot, the flower pot with a hole, that one is considered attached to the ground, and it's chayav deraisa, but a flower pot with no holes, only chayav derabanan. You can't take from something that's only chayav derabanan to use for your miser, to use for your tithes, for something that's chayav deraisa. And the same concept we mentioned, you can't take from something that's putter, it's already been tithed, it's already metukan, it's putter from tithing, you can't take out of that for the tithing obligation of something that's chayiv and tithing. So he fixes up A by putting the miser in B, but then he goes to fix up B, but A is already metukan. It's already pater legamre, so you can't be taking the tithes from B into the basket of A. It's separating from the pater on the chiyuv, and it doesn't work. So only the first one, A to B, works. So the tithes from A are in B, but when he goes to do B and A, didn't work. The Mishnah finishes up. Ma'asroteim, ma'asrot Kakola bechaverta, the misers of each basket is in the other one, Karashem. He has designated a name for the miser. So he's said A are in B and B are in A, but it simultaneously takes effect, and that does work. So Halacha recognizes simultaneity. If he does say they will simultaneously, the miser will be in the other one, that does work. It's Karashem, it designates, that works. Halacha recognizes the possibility of simultaneity in some things, like giving, if Reuven has to give his wife a get, we say yoda v'gita b'ayin ke'echad. Normally, if he gives his wife something, technically it would belong to him unless stated otherwise. But the get gives her the out, and so her independence come at the same time. So here too, the miser from each basket can be done simultaneously. Mishnah Zion continues meya tevel meya chulin. Notel me'ev echad. What happened here is he had a basket or something with 100 measures of tevel, another one with 100 measures of chulin. They both got dumped into the same storage bin. And that's a problem because now he's got tevel mixed up with chulin. So what does he do? He's notel me'ev echad. He takes out 101. So really what he's doing is he says, my tevel and my chulin got mixed together. How do I fix it up? So he has to leave 99 in there. He takes out 101. What does he do with it? The Mishnah continues, Meya Tevel. 100 of it is Tevel. So he's going to have to fix it. Okay, sorry. So that's the next case. So what he's going to do with 101 is going to take tithes normally, because 100 is Chulin. And that one extra, that's the Trumas Miser. Because whatever stays in there is going to be Chulin. It's going to be fixed up. But he has to take a Trumas Meiser because he's not sure exactly when he takes it up. He's really taking a mixture. He's really taking a mixture of Chulin and Tevel. So he has to take tithes from the 100 he takes up. And that one extra, it's the Trumas Meiser, similar to the case of Demai, where you have to take out the one from the Suffolk. So here, too, the Mepharshim say he's going to designate it similar to what he does by Demai. He's going to designate 10 as Meiser Rishon, and one from that is going to be Meiser. And then it's Metukan, what's still in the basket, the 99 remaining, that one he's going to give to the Kohen, the one of Demai, and the 100 he took out, he's going to have to tithe normally under the assumption that that's Tevel he's removed. So the next case is Mea Tevel, Mea Meiser. 100 Tevel and 100 Meiser fell into the basket, fell into the same box. So they were dumping things into a storage box, and by accident they mixed Tevel and Meiser. Here, this Meiser is a Meiser Rishon, but they didn't yet take Trumas Meiser. And that's important. So that's 10% of the Meiser is going to be Trumas Meiser. So what does he do to fix it? Noto Mea Ve'echad. He takes out 101. So again, he's taking out 100. That's Tevel, and it has to go through the process of tithing. So he's going to take out the Meiser Rishon and the Trumas Meiser. And then the one is going to be the Trumas Meiser. And part of what he takes out there is going to be Trumas Meiser on the Meiser remaining in the box. Barner explains, we're dealing with a case where they already took Truma. So we usually take Truma on the threshing floor. You'll recall there's a mission that says the Kohanim would come to the threshing floor to collect the Truma. So this is a later phase where they've got baskets. Some of the baskets are Meiser Rishon, some are Chulin, some are Tevel. And so it's a phase after the threshing floor, and they're sort of putting things away in storage. And that's a time you don't want to be mixing up. We see the importance of organization. Next case, Mea Chulin Mitukanin. He has 100 that's Chulin Mitukan. That means they took all the Trumas, they took all the Meisers, it's ready to eat. And Mea Meiser, and they fall into the same storage bin. Notel Mea Ve'eser, he has to take 110. So what's going on here is he takes out 100, and that's going to be his Chulin. Beautiful. But the Meiser we're talking about here is a Meiser Rishon that hasn't taken Trumas Meiser. So Trumas Meiser is 10% of the Meiser Rishon, has to go to the Kohen. And this was the part that we're worried the Am Haaretz don't separate. They'll separate the Truma. They're afraid of that. Chayv Misa. But the Trumas Meiser from the Meiser Rishon, maybe not. But that also needs to go to a Kohen. That's also important. So what we do is this Meiser Rishon that's remaining in the bin, that's our assumption. Obviously, when you scoop out 100 measures from 200, you're getting a mixture. But we can assume it's Meiser Rishon in the bin, and we'll pull out 100 of his Chulin Metukanin, and that's good to go because it's Metukan. But that Meiser needs to be mitakened also, pardon my Hebrew-English collaboration there. So he has to take 10 more to fix the Meiser, and that 10 becomes Trumas Meiser and goes to the Kohen. So 100 that he takes out, good to go, but 10 more he needs to take out is Trumas Meiser. Zeh klol. Hold on. Ah, I missed a case. Here it is. Mea Tevel, Tishim Meiser. There's 100 Tevel and 90 Meiser. Tishim Tevel, Shmonim Meiser, Lohivsid Klum. So if he has at least 10 more units of Tevel than Meiser, then what he can do is when he's taking the tithes from the Tevel, he can use those tithes, add a little more, to designate the Trumas Meiser on the Meiser that's in the bin. So when he pulls out 100, we're assuming he's pulling out 100 of Tevel, even though, yes, it's a mixture, and some of that's going to be Meiser. But when he takes the Meiser Rishon from that Tevel, he has to be Metaken the Tevel to make it Metuken, is to take Meiser Rishon, we'll use that produce as the Meiser Rishon and the Trumas Meiser on that Meiser Rishon that we assume is remaining in the bin. Whatever it is, it's the 90 units or the 80 units, it's giving an example. So as long as you have 10 more, you can use the Tevel that you're pulling out of the bin as the source for your Trumas Meiser on the Meiser Rishon you're assuming remains in the bin. So now you have Meiser Rishon in the bin, you have Tevel out of the bin, and you go ahead and you separate the Meiser Rishon and the Trumas Meiser from the Tevel that you're pulling out of the bin. Mishnah concludes, Zeya Klol, this is the rule, Kozman She Tevel Merubeh, when the Tevel is more, Lohivsid Klum. Now it doesn't mean one more, it doesn't mean 100 versus 99, it means 10 more. So if you have 100 units of Tevel, and they got mixed in with 90 units of Meiser Rishon, so you have 10 extra, so you can take from there the Trumas Meiser on the Meiser that's still in the bin, and then you have Tevel that you're fixing up by taking tithes outside of the bin, and you have 90 units of Meiser Rishon, which is good to go. It had the Trumas Meiser removed inside the bin, and that's how you get organized when things get mixed up. Tomorrow we finish up Bezrat Hashem Demai. Shkoyach Rabosai.